It's Darren Copeland. My God, what is he up to now?
Mr. Worldwide to infinity.
Boogie, 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 boogie.
We gon' boogie, oogie, oogie, jiggle, wiggle, and dance like the roof on fire. We go drink, drinks,
you know, I like to do how I like to dance to this song.
How?
Put my hands up like this, like I'm about to do a touchdown, and then just go.
Just shake yourself back and forth like you would a little baby.
Yeah, I'm on fire.
Boom. Welcome back to the Darren Copeland Experience. I'm Big Fuzz. We are taking you till 10 o'clock.
The Rockies didn't lose today.
They didn't play. Hey,
they didn't lose today.
That is a good point. Real quick, you were talking about the All-Star game and All-Star accolades for Tim Wallach, which deservedly so.
Yeah,
he was
a
great player. But then I look at like what's happening right now with Nolan Arenado and Bryant.
Can you believe that he's overtaken him? Did you see that play yesterday?
Oh, my God. I didn't see it. I didn't see it when it happened.
I was watching it live, and I was like, I was going to go because when that normally I'll tweet out. And you can follow me on Twitter, at Darren_Copeland.
Yeah.
But I would tweet out, just Nolan being Nolan.
He was, and that might be one of the most amazing plays I've ever seen in baseball.
I thought it was a dang good play. I feel like I've seen better from Nolan, but they are at least Twitter, which is not known for its hyperbole, called it the play of the year. And it might be.
It probably is right now. And it's going to take something amazing to beat it out. Something amazing. So
we're playing a game.
Yes.
Big Fuzz. We're just going. I'm picking athletes, and you're picking entertainers.
Yes.
And we're going head-to-head to see who's better.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Accomplished in their particular field.
Yes.
And this started because of the Tim Wallach, Eli Wallach battle. And they're like, this is fun. Let's do it again.
Okay, so you picked Burt Reynolds.
I did. I took Burt Reynolds.
Okay, so you picked a guy who had a lot of splash, but maybe not had a lot of the accolades someone else did. He didn't win an Oscar
late.
He did. He did.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
But
he won a lot of smaller awards.
Yes, but he, you know, was sort of came and go. He was a flash in the pan. When he was younger.
Not a flash in the pan.
Well, listen, he started with Deliverance. I mean, and then.
No. See.
Okay. I've got. Okay, my guy.
Okay.
Nolan Ryan.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Because I really, really like Nolan Ryan.
But he's not in leaders of, like, he's not among leaders of all time.
Yeah, but
wins.
He stands out for the things that he did do.
Yeah.
The no hitters. The
he had
games,
seven no hitters.
The games he pitched.
First ever. Well, okay, and this is why I did it. Wasn't Burt Reynolds the first actor to really get a huge contract?
Yes.
Okay, Nolan Ryan was the first baseball player to get a $1 million contract.
Okay.
Shall we go?
Yep, let's go.
Okay.
All right, I'll start.
Okay.
When he was very, very young.
Yep.
He appeared alongside Jim Brown in a movie called 100 Rifles, followed that up by playing an Indian in, what was it? It was something Joe. Oh, Navajo Joe, followed that up with Sam Whiskey, and kicked off his career, really, after those three well-known and classic movies with Deliverance, which really made a splash.
So his early career. You're talking about his early career.
Real quick, so if we're going to end his early career with, God, 1972 was a good year for him. I already mentioned 100 Rifles and Navajo Joe, but 1972 alone, Fuzz. Deliverance, and ends it with a home run by appearing in Everything You Always Wanted to Know About Sex But Were Afraid to Ask. Classic movie.
I have that videotape,
it's
I think.
A great movie.
Woody Allen.
Yes, Woody Allen movie.
I always think about this and I think I can, I actually think I can beat that, but okay. I always think about the scene in that movie where Woody Allen is the sperm.
Yeah.
Having a discussion about what's going to happen, when he goes on to the great beyond.
Yes.
So perfect. Okay. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Just those two last movies alone.
Okay.
Deliverance.
Nolan Ryan, in the beginning of his 27-year baseball career, by the way.
Okay.
Started in 1966 when he pitched for the New York Mets. You might remember he was on the team in 1968, 1969, the Miracle Mets. So he won a World Series and pitched there. So he pitched for with some of the biggest names in sports and was one of the anchors of the Miracle Mets pitching staff. So he won also known for throwing 100 miles an hour. First guy to throw triple digits on a pitch.
See, that might have put him over the top on this one. Because I think if you want to take the World Series win, I can stack up deliverance with that.
Mm-hmm.
And they both made big splashes in their own way.
Yep.
But I don't know that Burt Reynolds did something that young for the first time ever. And he's the first to be recorded throwing triple digits. And that might put him over the top there.
Okay. Oh, I've got more.
I'll give that to... Oh, okay. I've got more.
Okay.
But I'll give that first one to,
okay.
to okay. Nolan Ryan.
Okay.
Give me something.
Okay. Ryan was a 8-time MLB All-Star, and his 5,714 career strikeouts rank first in baseball history. He leads Randy Johnson by 839 strikeouts. Dun, dun, dun!
Okay. All right, that's good. That's really good. I'm going to follow this up with, after appearing in Everything You Wanted to Know About Sex But Were Afraid to Ask,
yep.
He goes on to become the first actor,
yes,
in Hollywood,
yep,
not represented by a studio, to sign a multi-million dollar, multi-film deal.
Uh-oh.
Can you name some of the movies that were part of that deal? I'll name them for you.
Oh, thank you.
The Longest Yard.
Oh, yeah.
White Lightning.
Oh, yeah.
And a little movie called Gator. Which he, the last of the four movie deal, he ends it with Smokey and the Bandit, which, by the way, he co-wrote.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Pretty good.
I mean, that because for mine, Nolan Ryan, I mean, I had the 517 career strikeouts. I mean, I thought I was working there with
him. That's good.
Way ahead, yeah. 839. Okay, fine. Fine.
So he did a first later on in his career.
Yes.
And those movies are legendary. Come on. Smokey and the Bandit, Gator, and The Longest Yard. Come on, man. By the way, Gator is a sequel to White Lightning.
Okay.
He plays Robert Gator.
I think I was too young. Yes, he was a detective, right? Yeah. Okay, well, let me retort.
You already did. You already gave your one.
Oh, okay. So it's 1-1.
Yeah. This has got to go to Burt Reynolds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Here we go. I'm going to pull it out.
All right. Make it good.
Okay. I'm gonna give you three stats. Okay. Ryan is the all-time leader in no hitters with 7, which is 3 more than any other pitcher.
I knew you were saving that for the end.
Yeah. He's tied with Bob Feller for the most one hitters in history with 12. Jeez. He also pitched 18 two hitters. He never threw a perfect game, nor did he ever win the Cy Young Award. However, he's one of 3 people in Major League Baseball history, Jackie Robinson, whose number has been retired by the entire Major League Baseball, and Frank Robinson. Ryan is the only other Major League Baseball player to have his number retired by at least 3 different teams, the Angels, the Astros, and the Rangers.
I'm going to have to stretch out for this one.
Okay.
I got to stretch out.
Stretch.
That's tough.
I mean, that's a good one.
I knew you were coming at me with the 7 no-hitters.
Yeah, well, okay.
I did not know about the 12 one-hitters.
And the 18 two-hitters.
I did not know about any of those.
I can't believe he never threw a perfect game.
Yeah, that kind of surprises me too. Yeah. I mean, not, you know, your 7 no-hitters are great, Ryan, but, you know, you never did a perfect game, so blah,
yeah.
blah,
See
blah.
See how many times he failed the 12 one-hitters?
Okay. I'm going to start slow here.
Okay.
But let me get to the end.
Okay. Burt Reynolds. Versus Nolan Ryan.
Nolan Ryan. Who's better?
Okay.
So follow up those legendary movies.
Okay.
As he's getting a
little
older.
Smokey the Bandit 2?
Well, I do not count that. But he did also co-write and co-produced Cannonball Run, which is a classic again.
Jackie Chan.
Stroker Ace. Not a great movie. But it's a good movie. The original movie Heat. And then, here's where my big guns come out.
Okay.
For 20 years... he was the top leading male actor in box office receipts. The only man to be voted sexiest man alive 3 times and ends his career by winning an Oscar for Boogie Nights.
And a movie that he hated, by
the way. I know, but he wins an Oscar. And finally, the last on top, the piece de resistance. He performs in the cartoon show Archer.
Oh!
I feel like that's putting him over the top.
I don't know, man. I
Alex, you're going to have to call this
Bert.
One.
Bert!
Oh, no!
Bert wins! I feel like I've been wrong.
Bert wins! Yes!
No!
It's the Archer!
No!
That was the Archer that puts him over the top!
No!
Nolan Ryan is great, but Burt Reynolds is the man!
I demand a recount.
No!
It's Darren Copeland. We'll have more of whatever that was coming up.